To get the third period underway, Shelbyville and Greenfield Central, again, both teams looking for win number one, and Shelbyville has the upper hand up by a touchdown as we get ready to begin the third quarter. What do you see opening the period?
Well, I think the team that makes the fewest mistakes in the second half is going to win. These teams are pretty evenly matched, and it was a Greenfield mistake deep in their own territory that's the difference in this game. Cole's able to intercept the pass from Sloniker and run it in. If Shelbyville can avoid a turnover, I think they come away with a win tonight, but it's the team that's going to make the fewest mistakes here in the second half, I think, has the upper hand.
Quick update, Newcastle 21, Yorktown 12 at halftime. Yep. Shelbyville goes to Yorktown next week, and at the end of three, Triton Central getting a fight, but they're still ahead 28-14 over Indian Creek. Shelbyville to boot it away. Greenfield Central touches the ball first in this third period. Tim Clark puts it down at the 40, 12 minutes on the clock, and here we go with a Shelby Materials kickoff, end over end, short, taken near the sideline at the 25. And the Bears have kicked that way many times over the years, short, high, try to prevent the run back. Greenfield Central, though, respectable field position, out to the 32.
Elijah Sims right on top of that to make the tackle, preventing really any sort of a run back for Greenfield.
Cougar football, first and 10, down by 7. And that number 7 is key. That is the average number of points per game Greenfield has this year.
Well, let's keep it right there at 7.
21 in one game, 7 in another, shutout in the other two. Albeit against some pretty good competition, especially in the non-conference. First and 10, one back, two wide receivers. Sloniker in the pistol, low snap, picks it up cleanly, looks to throw on first down, downfield, got a man, and he had to come back to the football. Did he get it? They're pointing down, and it is a catch at the 40-yard line.
Yeah, they're saying he caught it, and then once he was down, that's when the ball came out. Not a whole lot of argument from Shelbyville. They're going to give it to him. Big completion there to start the third quarter.
J.P. Fox, the guy who waited and waited for that ball to come down and finally got his body spun the right way and made the catch. I thought maybe the way the official was pointing, he was saying it hit ground. Not the case. Catch made at the 40. It goes for 28 yards. Fox on the reception. Backs in the eye. Receiver in motion. And a handoff on first down up the middle. Good yardage on first down. Well, take that back. Going to be about 3 yards, bring up a second.
Yeah, Hartwell right on top of that one to make the tackle. Hartwell's playing with some emotion tonight. Missing some time can sometimes do that to you. Once you get back out there, you're just excited to be playing again.
He's had the fist pump a few times during the course of this game. Second down and about 7. Greenfield Central, a throw complete on the right side and breaking a tackle, breaking containment. And down the right sideline for nearly a touchdown breaking play. The Cougars are going to set up, I think, first and goal. They're going to spot this ball around the 10. And it's Fox again.
Fox
Dusenberry
again
on the credit for the tackle.
Yeah, Dusenberry saves a touchdown. And you don't see Elijah Sims get juked too many times, but Fox was able to do so and get up the field, get up the sideline for really about another 15 yards before Dusenberry was able to close in on him.
Well, it's been the ability by Fox on that one to run after the catch, and we have now a timeout, and it's taken offensively by Greenfield Central. So the Cougars are threatening early in the third, trailing Shelbyville 14-7 on Giant FM Sports.
When you do the same thing over and over, you become an expert. At Shelby Materials, they get outstanding feedback from their customers. They hear things like, "I know they'll take care of me." It may sound odd that a concrete and aggregate company would care so much about what other people think, but they do. Look for the blue and yellow trucks. Shelby Materials, the concrete and aggregate expert. Bottom line, they'll take care of you. ShelbyMaterials.com.
Local radio is high school football on Giant FM.
Giant FM Sports High School Football being brought to you by Major Health Partners. Greenfield Central football two good pass plays to J.P. Fox has set up Greenfield Central on a first and goal from right on the 10-yard line. Shelbyville, the 14-7 lead. But the Cougars, who once trailed 14-0, looking for a tie this possession. Swinaker to throw. Back shoulder throw towards the pylon. Wide of the receiver, incomplete.
It was wide, but Elijah Sims made a good jump on that ball. And I think if the pass was on target, Sims definitely gets a hand on it and knocks it down. Good defensive play out there by number 22.
Second out and 10. Not even a minute and a half into this third period. And of note, who knows, this close game, and we expected it to be close. Greenfield Central already burning a timeout here in the third.
Yeah, you hate to see that if you're Greenfield Central.
Receiver wide right, three more receivers here to the near broadcast side on the left. Pressure comes on Swinaker. He sets up a screen and dumps it off, and this will go for a Greenfield touchdown.
Same thing as last time. The blitz came, and Swinaker was just able to get the ball over top of the three rushers and hit his open receiver, who, once everybody was rushing, nobody was back to cover him, and he ran it right in.
That's going to be Hauser again. Yeah. Second time he's had a pass completion go for score. And Greenfield Central on, looking to tie this game with the extra point. Snap. A little high, hold down, and the kick is no good.
Hartwell, I think, just jumped up and blocked it.
So Greenfield Central now coming up empty on a point after try. And you said that the team that makes the fewest mistakes, because we're pretty evenly matched in this one, is probably going to win. I'm beginning to wonder who makes the last mistake in this game.
It could be.
May make the difference.
Yeah, big play there. Bad snap. Kicker wasn't able to get any lift on the ball, and it went right into Hartwell as he leaped up and probably hit him right in the chest.
So Shelbyville maintains the lead at 14-13 here early in the third period, and the Golden Bears will receive a kickoff from Greenfield Central.
Watch out for that short little 20-25-yarder that they tried to do to open the game. We'll see if they try that again.
Kickoff's brought to you by Shelby Materials, your concrete and aggregate experts, and 40 Financial, where it's about you and your future. Two deep men for Shelbyville. Ball at the 40 in what is now a one-point game, and a kick away this time that will be taken at the 18. Return to the 25. Across the 30, a late flag down from behind the run. And the flag sitting at the 26, block in the back on Shelbyville. The return to the 31, and the flag sitting at the 26.
Well, when the flag came out, the pile had already started to form, so either a really unnecessary block by Shelbyville or maybe a little touchy on the call there.
So you lose five just on reaching the flag itself, and then the penalty going to be marked off. Tonight's high school football, Giant FM Sports, brought to you by Rush Shelby Energy, your Touchstone Energy partner. By McKay Manor, independent living for seniors, safety and security of assisted services. And by CGS, reduce, reuse, recycle. Shelbyville football running it up the middle on first down across the 20 to the 25, and that may be a first down run.
Yeah, nice cutback to his right by Merritt. Nothing going. He was able to get a quick step to his right, and Stanley with the tackle, number 59.
A little bit shy of the first. Call it 9, second down and 1. Three receivers set. Show the ball to Merritt. Watson guns it over the middle and overthrew Stevens, incomplete.
Yeah, Stevens was open. Watson had a hand up as he was wanting to throw, and I think that kind of made his throw go a little bit high. Stevens, good route run. They couldn't connect on that one, though.
Shelbyville, no huddle. Third down and a yard to pick up the first down.
Got to have this.
Bowman, the halfback, rolls in motion over to the right side. Merritt follows him, and we'll see. I think forward progress may leave him still a little bit shy. He's across the 25, but that's about it.
First down.
And they do indicate first down.
I was watching the far linesman as he was running in. He wasn't really running in a straight line, and he moved a little bit.
A little weave here and there.
It's not a perfect science.
First and 10, Shelbyville from the 26, and a pitch this time rolling left to Merritt, and he avoided one tackler in the backfield, which kept him from having to suffer a loss, and he will get positive yardage, picking up a couple.
Kept those legs churning and got to the outside before being tackled. Wait on the call here as I looked like two or three defenders.
3 minutes into the half, Shelbyville 1-point lead and the Golden Bears with possession. Second about seven, Watson to throw, looking right, throws it out there, and it's picked off to the 30-25, shedding a tackler and taking it on into the end zone. Touchdown, Greenfield Central.
Yeah, Gavin Rose, and that was the throw I didn't like in the first half, traveling a long way across the field, and Rose really just sat there and waited for it, and then a good stiff arm to shield the tackler, and Rose took it to the house.
So just like that, in a matter of a little better than 2 minutes' time, Greenfield Central has gone from a score down to a score up and waiting for the extra point. And our second interception return for touchdown in this game, and that one impressively done by Gavin Rose. Extra point for Greenfield Central is pumped through. And on the First Bank Shelbyville scoreboard with 8:44 left to go in the third, now Greenfield Central 20, Shelbyville 14 on Giant FM Sports.
Are you experiencing foot or ankle pain? Hi, I'm Dr. Brian Elliott. As a board-certified surgeon at MHP Foot and Ankle Surgery, I specialize in treating common and complex conditions of the foot and ankle, such as sports injuries, trauma, and multiple types of deformities. My goal is to get to know you as my patient so we can work together to obtain the best possible outcome. If you are experiencing foot or ankle pain, call my office today at 317-421-BONE to schedule an appointment.
MHP Foot and Ankle Surgery, moving healthcare forward in a major way.
Get the inside story weekday mornings with Giant FM Sports.
He's Jason Parker. I'm Johnny McCurry, and this is McCann Stadium on a warm September night. Greenfield Central with a run here to begin the third period, now leading Shelbyville 2014.
Well, we thought New Powell might extend that lead a little bit in the second half, and they have early in the third quarter, now up 28-7 over Pendleton Heights.
It's just, I think, too much to ask anybody in the conference to play 48 minutes with that team.
Yeah, it may be too much to ask anybody in 5A, to be honest with you.
You could be right.
We'll see, but
Greenfield Central with a kickoff that heads toward the sideline and I think finally did get out of bounds. It'll be Shelbyville football. I didn't see anybody throw the flag to make it official, but nobody touched the ball as it went out. They're marking it down, though. Did anybody touch that ball?
Well, it has to be. It's a live ball, right?
But I thought, my initial thought was it went out of bounds. I couldn't see anybody down the ball. It's going to be Shelbyville ball at 24.
That's odd. I'd like an explanation there. You feel like that had to go out of bounds.
By the sideline,
there was no contact. There was no contact as far as a tackle goes.
Huh. Well, the 24-yard line is where the Bears' offense steps onto the field, now down a score. And running it up the middle and finding good yardage and momentum on a first down run that gains a first down. Call it 14 for Matt Merritt.
Yeah, Gavin Rose with a tackle there, a shoestring tackle. Nice run by Merritt.
Longest run, first double-digit yardage run of the night for Merritt. First and 10, Shelbyville out to the 39, and this isn't going for double-digit yardage as Merritt is racked up, twisted around, and he'll get a couple.
Stanley on the tackle, number 59, called his number a few times tonight.
Got Merritt unofficially 15 carries, 56 yards for the Bears offense.
Shelbyville needs to answer right now. Get the lead back.
Second and eight. Three receivers left, one coming to the right. Watson, the quarterback, on a keeper and caught from behind. Give him two. Shelbyville looking at third and six from its own 44.
Yeah, Watson kind of running into Jalen Williams, his teammate there, number 56, but a manageable third and five coming up here. Bears need to pick this up.
Dom Wilman is the lone receiver at the top of the offense off to the left side. Watson, those rolling right, throws on the run. Finds Stevens, flagged down immediately where the catch took place. Stevens turns it upfield down the sideline and picks up about 5 yards more to the 43. For now, it's a 13-yard gain.
A lot of penalties tonight.
Mm-hmm. That flag right at midfield, right after Stevens caught it and turned upfield. Is there any chance Stevens maybe was out of bounds and came back?
Did he push off?
They're still talking it over. The flag back at the 49. They seem to be, I think, talking with the Shelbyville sideline. And now they're pointing backwards for the Bears offense. No indication yet. Again, the pass play to the 43. It's defensive pass interference. And they may be asking Shelbyville, based upon yardage and down, what do you want to do? The pass play, they're going to mark it to the 41. Let's call it a 14-yard pass play. Stevens with his second catch of the night, averaging 14.5 per catch. And Shelbyville now able to move into Greenfield Central territory, and Watson's got to run. 35-30, flag down again. Watson's down to the 25. For the moment, it's a 14-yard run.
I think they're going to get Shelbyville with an outside hold here on that left side. Yep. Good run by Watson. I don't know that he needed that hold to get that, but they'll move Shelbyville back.
So a penalty certainly hurts the Bears, and we're getting word.
Yeah.
I had not noticed on the sideline. Head coach Mike Clevenger's in the press box calling the plays from up here now.
Yeah. It's an odd change, turn of events here. He must have seen something at halftime that he wanted to get a better view of, so he moves up here.
Shelbyville move back to the 47. Shovel pass for Matt Merritt on what is now first and 16. Merritt catches it going forward, but he didn't go forward for very long. Down at the 44, called a pickup of three.
Gary Steven there on the tackle.
And it is a pass play on the forward pass. Watson, 150 yards passing. He had 133 at halftime. Merritt's second catch. Low snap. Watson gets it, tries to escape trouble, but he waited maybe a step too long. Yeah. Brought down for a sack back in Shelbyville territory at the 45.
Tyler Antic right there to get Watson, who looked to want to just try to get that play developed downfield a few seconds more, and by doing so, set himself up for that sack.
The first down markers on the 32 on the other side of the field, and a pass outside, in and out of the hands of Wilman, incomplete, and Watson took a shot as he got rid of the football.
Another flag down at midfield.
We can't get two back-to-back plays without a flag right now. Sitting at the 50.
Looks like it might be on the Bears here. We'll see for the call.
Referee talking with the Greenfield Central captains at midfield. And now looks like he'll walk over and explain it to us.
The illegal man downfield.
Mm-hmm.
The Bears, the Cougars, the line, the total play.
So the penalty will not be taken by Greenfield, with Shelbyville now facing a loss of down to go to third and 23.
Good call there by the staff at Greenfield. No need to give them an extra down.
We have an official's timeout from over on the Shelbyville sideline.
And a whole line change, it looks like here. It looks like...
Is there confusion on what the down is?
Yeah.
Because, again, I called third. That's what showed on the scoreboard. It shows fourth on the down marker on the other side of the field.
If it's fourth, you've got to punt this ball.
And it is
fourth
down. So with the ball at the 47, Shelbyville's punting unit will come on the field.
First final score in tonight, Columbus East beats New Albany 20-19.
Close game in the Hoosier Hills.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen very often. New Albany, good football team, and Columbus East maybe not by
good.
Their standards anyway, as good as they've been.
Shelbyville
to punt. Greenfield Central 20-14 lead, 6:15 to go in the third. Tim Clark, the soccer-style punt, bounces at the 30. Rolls, and Shelbyville's cover team is there and will bring it to a close at the 16-yard line. So Clark again has put an opponent inside the 20. That's where the Cougars' offense comes back out on the field. High school football, Giant FM Sports, being brought to you by Koenig Equipment, solutions for your ag needs. Tonight's game brought to you by Shelbyville Mayor Tom DeBond, leading good government through fiscal responsibility. Cougar football, midway point, third period.
A couple of third quarter scores here. Delta extends their lead on Mount Vernon 17-6, and Newcastle extending their lead on Yorktown 35-12.
Backs in the eye, receiver in motion from right to left, and Swanaker to hand off on first down. Good push across the 20. Out to the 23, it'll be a gain of about 7.
Hunter Deaton, among others on that tackle. Hartwell in on it as well.
Sassinus with a gain of 7. 8 carries, 23 yards on the night. Receiver right, receiver left. And backs in the eye as Slinaker goes down under center for the snap count. Turns, hands off, a flag down across the way. And the ball carrier down shy of the first down. And we wait on the flag, which may be in the area of offensive holding.
I think Shelbyville, the stat they may lead the state in this year is length of game. We've had some long games this year, John. And tonight is no different.
And this is coming off the age of Shelbyville throwing the football 30-40 times. Those were long games. These have been long for
other reasons,
weather and other reasons.
Motion on Greenfield, so back the Cougars up.
That flag a little bit late for the motion call.
Yeah, the play had already started.
So marked back to the 18. It'll be second down and about 8 from that spot. One of those nights when it's a lot more comfortable outdoors than it is in the press box.
Yeah.
Breeze is blowing across the field.
Are you wanting to take this broadcast to the sideline?
I'm already outside on the landing right now.
I've got to write too much.
Throw, incomplete. And Slinaker moved off of quarterback that time for Greenfield Central, not running Wildcat, but running a throw with J.P. Fox.
Yeah, Hayden Smith almost with an interception, just a little bit too low. He was in position. If that ball was just a little higher, Smith might have picked one off.
So a third down and 8 at the 5-minute mark of the third period.
Shelbyville needs a stop right now. Get this ball back and kill this Greenfield momentum they've had to start the third quarter.
Swinaker back at QP, back in the pistol. He's got one running back. That'll stay in the block. Swinaker to throw. He took contact as he threw and off the hands. And I'm not even sure that ball had a chance to get to its intended target. It was underthrown and incomplete.
Well, I think what happened was Deaton got up and almost picked it off. And if he had not touched it, Hayden Smith would have picked it off. Either way, good defensive play by Shelbyville. Good quarterback pressure causing him to rush that throw. And Shelbyville, exactly what they need to get off the field defensively.
The Cougars to punt. Shelbyville with two return men waiting on the ball at midfield. Greenfield Central, a six-point lead. The Cougars were down seven at halftime, but have had the better part of the third quarter, and looky there. Flags down. You know, flags down in this game is about as commonplace as Charlie Spiegel winning Offensive Player of the Week in the HHC.
Yeah.
It's against Shelbyville. Won't be enough to set up a first down. It's still fourth and about three. And the Cougars will still punt it away. Miltz and Stevens are back to receive. Punt away. Stevens near it. Makes the catch at the 40. Uses a hand to steady himself. Tries to run cross field, but just keeps running along the 40-yard line before he's taken down. Golden Bear football at the 40 as we work our way through the third period. Tonight's football on Giant FM, brought to you by Harvester Financial Credit Union, courteous, friendly, quality service for our members. By Salmon Brothers, why go anywhere else? And Heritage House, enhancing the colors of life. Next week, Shelbyville to Yorktown. Greenfield Central gets the Dragons of Newpal next week. Golden Bear football, first and 10, 4:45 to go in the third, and Matt Merritt looking for room on the left side. Didn't find any, so cut it back upfield and end up with about 5 yards.
Yeah, patient run there by Merritt. Found yards when really it didn't look like there was any to get. Stanley now with tackle number 5 for Greenfield.
Second and 5, Golden Bears from the 46. One receiver left, two to the right. Give to Matt Merritt up the middle. He's got first down yardage and just a little bit more. A gain of about 7 and into Greenfield territory. You know, one thing I started thinking a little bit about with these two teams, they're young. Even the veterans, like a Dom Willman who came back to football, are fairly inexperienced.
Yeah.
Wonder how they're going to respond in what is their first close game of the season. And Matt Merritt with a carry that causes him to lose a yard and set up second and long.
Yeah, Antic with his sixth tackle. He's got a sack to go along with that.
Came in leading the team.
Yeah, good defensive player.
Shelbyville off the right hash, second and 11, under 4 minutes in the third period. Rolling right, throwing on the run is Watson, and he ends up wide on the throw, incomplete. Stevens, his target on the sideline. I've got 26 pass attempts on the night for Landon Watson. Three receivers left, one short side of the field to the right. Third and 11 for the SHS offense. Watson throwing, going down and laying out for the ball is Riley Stevens. Even if he catches it, would have brought about a fourth and 5. He couldn't collect it, though, so fourth and 11.
They're going to go for it here, but you're too evenly matched here. I would pin these guys deep and make them drive the length of the field. Punt this ball.
And Shelbyville, and hearing it from a lot of people in the bleachers saying punt the ball, they will bring the punting unit out on the field.
Well, you're right in this game, and you don't want to give Greenfield the ball at midfield and the momentum of stopping you on fourth down. With a punter like Tim, he can put it back there deep and really make it hard.
Clark gets it away. One of his higher kicks of the night, and I thought for a moment it might have hit a bear in the helmet.
It did. I don't think they saw it. It hit Elijah Sims.
And then went about another 8, 10 yards. Shelbyville will take the yards.
Well, nope.
Oh, there, did
they're
somebody
gonna
catch
see it.
It?
Yep, they did see it, and they're going to spot it right. It looks like at about the 12.
I guess he even threw his marker. I did not see his marker, but he's picking it up. And you're right, they did catch it.
Yep, 17-yard line is where Greenfield will start.
High school football, Giant FM Sports, brought to you by Penning Acres with Hoosier Realtors, here for life's big moves, and by H&R Block, tax solutions to fit your needs. Greenfield Central, the ball back, and leading by 6. First and 10, 17-yard line. Receiver left, another to the right. One back, and Slinaker will hand it off on first down for a gain of 1. Make it 2. One of the ball boys keeps throwing the ball up in the air on the Shelbyville sideline. Every time he does, I think the flag is coming out. Cecinas the carry for a couple. And Travis Hartwell, credit on the tackle.
Fourth tackle tonight for number 47.
Second down coming up from the 19-yard line. Longer huddle for the Cougars. They break, still time on the play clock with 10. Into the three-point stance with 7, and Slinaker has the football. Looking downfield, throwing out to the right side, and caught at midfield. A stop and go, adjusting to the football, and the catch brings the Cougars to the 50.
Yeah, bad technique there by Hayden Smith. Never saw where the ball was, didn't turn his head, and the Greenfield receiver was able to get a little bit of a push-off, nothing illegal, clear some room, and then make a really good catch there.
Vance.
Smith needs to get that head turned around. He could have knocked that ball down if nothing else.
To the midfield marker, first and 10, Greenfield Central, and Slinaker to Vance. That's going to be said a few more times over the next couple of seasons.
Slinaker has a good arm.
Throw out to the left, ball dropped.
Yeah, we've seen that from Shelbyville receivers throughout the year. 23 there, just tried to run before he had the ball, and an incomplete pass. Good break for the Bears.
McKee would have had to shake free of a tackler, but didn't hang on to the football.
Sophomore receiver, 5'10", 150.
Second and 10 coming from the 50, and 2:12 left to be played in the third. Greenfield Central's controlled the period on the scoreboard, 13 unanswered points to lead by 6. Man in motion left to right, 2 receivers on the right as the snap comes, and a run up the middle that could have been taken for a loss. Good dance move, step to the left side, and then jut forward for a gain of about 3 by the Cougars.
Jet Coles with his second tackle tonight to go along with his pick 6. Another final score in from Henry County. Knightstown 21, Eastern Hancock 8. So the Panthers get a win tonight in that rivalry game.
Ball at the 47. 2 receivers, 1 each side. Back into the pistol goes Slinaker. The snap for him. Looking, now throwing deep downfield. He's got a man, Hauser, who got behind the secondary again, but I think he was having trouble finding the football, and it goes incomplete.
Hauser was the one coming in motion, and he had a lot of speed built up. I don't know if he got knocked off his route just a hair, but, boy, that would have been a nice play call. He had almost like a Arena Football League head start on everybody else as he came in motion.
Fourth and 8. And the Cougars, after a big pass play, Vance getting him to midfield, now going to punt.
Is Arena Football still around? I know the Firebird. We used to have the Firebirds here in Indy. I don't know if that league still exists.
Well, let me follow up on that in a second. As a short punt straight is out of bounds.
Yeah, right at the 30.
And it'll be Shelbyville football near the 30. There was a story, and I saw it on Inside Indiana Business. It didn't call it Arena Football, but there was a new team for Fort Wayne and I think a new team for Evansville going to play at Roberts Stadium. It's indoor football, but I can't remember exactly what it's called.
In its heyday, early 2000s, that was fun to watch.
Yes, it was.
And it gave guys that really couldn't quite make the NFL an opportunity to play football.
Say hello to Kurt Warner, who found his way back.
You're right.
First and 10, 33-yard line for Shelbyville. Watson puts it into Merritt, takes the football back, and throws complete to Dom Willman 14-yard gain for first down.
Well, Shelbyville had that all first half. They went away from it a little bit. Back to it. Again, really good catch in traffic by Wellman. Hauser on the tackle there. Nice throw and catch.
New set of downs, 47-yard line for Shelbyville. It'll be Merritt getting it across the 50, across the 45, and picking up about 8 on first down. And again, Shelbyville's success on a play, and boom, they are ready to run the next one.
Yep. Well, you got the defense to backed up on their heels. They're a little winded. That's the time to strike if you're the offense, but you do want to stay under control.
Second and 2, Merritt into the teeth of the defense. Caught, held up, and we might be able to give him a yard. It's going to be third and a long yard to go. Third down and a yard for Shelbyville. Trailing this game by 6, and we're down to maybe final play status in the third. The keeper from Landon Watson. He gets to the left side. A flag is down. Watson's down inside the 5.
Block
the flag
in the back, yeah.
Back at the 25.
A block in the back. And again, didn't need to do it. Just engage your block. Watson was already going to be running by. Shelbyville shoots themselves in the foot there. Nice individual play. Going to be called back.
From first and goal around the 5 to the flag being walked off from the 29-yard line. Clock with 3 seconds left, and I believe it'll wind as soon as they put the ball down. Shelbyville back to the 39-yard line.
They're still first down there on the carry, spot of the foul.
I don't think Shelbyville is going to snap this ball unless they have to, and as they should wind this clock.
No signal yet from the official.
Shelbyville getting on the football. Apparently will go from a dead ball situation. They will snap it. Watson will keep it, be thrown back, and it'll be second and long for the Golden Bears as we go to the 4th. On the first bank, Shelbyville scoreboard. Final 12 minutes on the clock. Greenfield Central 20, Shelbyville 14.